What do you see as the clinical implications of both parts of this study?
Well, I think that, firstly, the study does satisfy me of the non-inferiority of Capox versus FOLFOX. Now, that does not mean that everybody should run out and use Capox. That means it's an option that can be considered and that may be appropriate for some patients. I am concerned with Capox that it needs to be used in settings where the patients are reliable and motivated, because you're now shifting responsibility for dosing onto the patient. So the idea that a frail, elderly, apathetic patient might do better with capecitabine has never been one that I've subscribed to. I think capecitabine is a good drug possibility for a motivated patient who can be counted on to reliably take their medications, to be aware of toxicity, to hold their medication and contact their treating physician if toxicity develops, to get the numbers right, to not miss a dose, to not double up on doses, to know that it's 14 days on and 7 days off. I think that takes a very motivated and aware patient. In my practice, I don't have problems using the infusion pumps, but I'm in an academic practice. We use the disposable pumps, and we have a dedicated chemotherapy pharmacy that fills them for us, so we don't deal with third-party infusion companies and pump rentals and the mechanical pumps. And so that makes it easier for me. So I still have a tendency to favor either FOLFOX or FOLFIRI, which I use to equal degrees, as my frontline baseline cytotoxic regimen. But whereas before I would tell people that I haven't seen data to tell me that Capox is an acceptable alternative, now I have.